If you have your Bible this evening, you want to turn with us back to 1 Peter chapter number 3. 1 Peter chapter number 3, verse number 18. The Bible says, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometimes were disobedient, when once in the long-suffering of God waited in days of Noah while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is, 8 souls were saved by water. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth now also save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him." As we look at this evening, and we spoke this morning for a moment on having a good conscience towards God. And as we thought about that, I was thinking that as David was speaking in the 121st Psalm, the first 2 verses, and David says this. He said, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." And as I think about that, and I think about what David was doing, what he was saying, he was saying he was looking at earnestness at the hills, and he was looking for help from the Lord. Amen. In other words, he said, "I lifted up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help." He was talking about a help that would come and would keep coming. I'm glad we serve a God today that loves us and he'll help us, and that help will just keep coming if we'll put our faith and trust in him. What David has was an expectation of what God wanted to do in his life. Amen. And the same God that David had is the same God that we have today. The same God that loves you, praise God, and died for you on the cross of Calvary. The God of heaven, the God of earth, praise the Lord, that David had, that David knew. He said the help that he had that comes from him is a help that was needed in his life. Amen. And he was looking for it. He was expecting it. And I want to say today, we need to be looking for it and expecting it. I want to preach just a few minutes tonight. I'll try to be long or lengthy because we got the baptizing I do after this. But I want to preach on this thought: my help comes from the Lord. I want you to think about that tonight, how that your help, our help, all of our help comes from the Lord. So we need to put our faith and trust in him and believe in what he did. We know that the Bible teaches us and history teaches us, and everybody has tried to dissuade it and then try to discharacterize what Christ did on the cross of Calvary has always ended up as failures. We even have a shroud now that they've identified, and they said that was the burial shroud in which Christ died. And they've even got in the modern age that we live, they've even got a really nice good picture of what he would have looked like, a nice Jewish man. Amen. Praise God, because that's who he was. And I thank God for that. You say, "Preacher, what are you saying?" I'm saying, as we look at this tonight and we see the Word of God and we know that that he died once for sinners. Amen. He didn't have to die 2 times. He didn't have to die 3 times. Praise God. But he was that ultimate sacrifice for sin. And he come in this world and he loved us and he lived, praise God. He had compassion and he went to a cross called Calvary and he died for the sins of the world. You say, "Whose sin was that?" For yours and mine. The Bible says we've all sinned and come short of glory of God. Every one of us, amen. You say, "What are you?" We're just old sinners, amen. If you're a sinner and you're saved, praise God, you're a sinner saved by grace. Praise his holy name. Ain't you glad for that? But he said, "Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit." Amen. Praise God. The Lord Jesus Christ, he died and he was quickened or made alive by the Spirit of God. Amen. That's if we're ever going to be saved, going to be made alive, it's going to be made alive in the Spirit of God. But if we ain't careful today, we say, "Well, my help comes from the Lord." Lord, but we'll say, "You know, well, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that Jesus died for my sins." Then the first thing that happens, we begin to question the way that we live our lives and things that happen and the situations. We may question and ask the question, why am I always thinking about my failures? It seems like I want to do right, and it seems I can't do that I want to do. Paul would say the same thing. He said, that I would do, I do not, and that I would not, that I do. He was caught in a strait between two. Amen. You know why? Because we live in this flesh. Our flesh is not saved when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ. It's that inward man, but if we feed that inward man the good things of God and we trust the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask God to help us every day, God begins to work on the inward man, and all of a sudden the outward man starts looking different. Amen. God loves us and He cares for us. He wants to help us, and He does it from the inside out. I've told you many times, you can take, and I've got some old pigs at the house, and you can take and dress them up, clean them up, polish them up. Praise God. But you turn them back out in the lot and they're just pigs. Next thing you know, they're going to be rooting in the mud. Amen. God says what He does. He don't clean us up on the outside. He cleans us up on the inside. He touches our heart, our soul, our spirit, the inward part of us, and He begins to help us, praise God. So when we ask about our failure, we ask about our shortcomings, praise God, we wonder why we wonder about our sin, we wonder about our rebellion. You know, sometimes we go contrary to God and we know it, Brad, just rebellion. And we wonder, why do we do that? It's this flesh that we live in. And the answer is that we have an adversary. Amen? I have an adversary, you have an adversary, and he's called the devil and Satan. Praise God. And he that old adversary, he sits on our shoulder. You've seen the commercials, and we think they're kind of cute. You know, you got the devil sitting on one shoulder telling you to do something, and you've got like an angel sitting on the other shoulder, and they're telling you to do something different. And that devil, that adversary, he's constantly there imagining. He's constantly wanting to get you to do the things, praise God, that's contrary to the things of God. He don't want you to get help. Amen. I said this morning, the devil don't want you here. Amen. The devil give you 15 reasons on Sunday morning why not to come to church. He wants to keep you out because he don't want you to get no help. Praise God. But David said, I look to the hills which come with my help. My help cometh from the Lord. I want to say our help comes from the Lord. Amen. The only way we're going to get any help, the only way we're going to have any hope in this world is through the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, we're living in a world and we've seen a whole lot of people trying to do it in a whole lot of different ways. And I don't know about you, but I look around and it ain't working out well. Amen. When we turn our back on God, when we quit trusting Lord Jesus Christ to help us, amen, our world becomes more wicked every day. We talked about in Sunday morning, this morning in Sunday school about when the church is taken out of here, when the church folks is gone, it'll be a terrible, terrible place when there's no Spirit of God living in God's people. Amen. The world will be totally given over to wickedness. But we ask the question, you know, and the devil's there. He's there to give us the answers. But the devil will never tell you the truth. He's full of half truth, which is a lie. Amen. And the Bible says that the devil is the father of lies. Praise the Lord, he is. We know that. You know, the devil won't cut you no slack. The devil will just come along and tell you, he said, well, you're just an old sinner. The devil will tell you, well, you're just sorry and no account. There's nothing good about you. Amen. That's right. And in my flesh, there's nothing good about me. Amen. He said, well, you do bad things all the time. You drop the ball so many times. God can't use you. He said, if you're ever going to get help, hey, listen, if you're going to get any help, you're going to need lots and lots of psychological work for a long time. If there's any hope of recovery for you. That's what the devil will tell you today. Amen. He wants to keep you discouraged. He wants to keep you beat down. But there's a God of heaven who loves you, praise God. He wants to encourage you. Because the old devil, I mean, he just straight up tell you, he said, you're just a loser. Amen. Well, I want to tell you on the fact, according to the Word of God, Brother Bill, the devil's the loser. Amen. Amen. The devil's the loser, praise God. Satan and his cronies, praise God, they're the loser. And he's fighting us tooth and nail today because he knows his days are numbered. Amen. He don't have long to fight. Because in a moment, the Lord is going to call his church home. He's going to take us to be with him. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. But the Bible says that the old devil is the accuser of the brethren. Amen. He doesn't like us, what we stand for. He says in Revelation chapter number 12, he says this. It says this, he said, "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night." I want to say the devil never lets up. Amen? The devil never lets up. He never offers an encouraging word. He never offers any help. The devil will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay, and he'll never help you to get back where you need to be. Amen? A lot of us have tried that. Amen? And it hasn't worked out well. But I'm glad there's a God of heaven, praise God, that's there for us. I'm glad tonight that the devil, he's not omnipotent. He doesn't have all power. God does. I'm glad he's not omnipresent. Praise, he's not everywhere all the time, but God is. Ain't you glad for that? I think my God is a whole lot better and bigger than the devil. My God and Lord Jesus Christ make a difference in our lives. But we see the devil, he can't be everywhere, and he's not all powerful, but he can dispatch his demons to do his will. And he does that so many times, and he does it so well. If you could see in this atmosphere in which we live, the demons that's out there between, the Bible tells us in that same chapter, if we had read it all, it says that they were cast down into the earth. Amen. Those that left our first estate, the devil rose up and he was in heaven. He was a anointed cherub, praise God. And he rose up and he said, you know what? This God thing's pretty neat. He said, I'm going to be like God. I'll rise up. I'll esteem my throne. Said, I'll be like God. And of course, you know the Paul Harvey version, the rest of the story. He was kicked out of heaven and kicked into the earth. And now the prince and the power of this present world is the devil. Amen. And he has a reign here and a rule here. And he's doing well in what he does. But I want to say, praise God, that there's one that's far superior to the devil tonight. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He overcame him on the cross of Calvary. Praise God. I see the only power that the devil has is death. And when he come down to Jesus, Jesus was hanging on that cross. And he said, it is finished. And he gave up the ghost. Praise God. And the devil said, I've got you now. Praise God. I brought death to you. I finished you off. You're finished. You're done. For good now, praise God. He said, I've won the victory. But we know what happened. Jesus died, and praise God, he laid down his life for me and you. He became sin for us. He that knew no sin became sin for us. He died on the cross of Calvary. But 3 days later, praise God, he got up victorious over death and the grave. And because he did, so can we. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad it's that way? The Bible said that Jesus died for our sins, praise God. The just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God. Being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Old death had him, had a hold on him, had him bound up. Old devil said, boy, praise God, hold on to him, don't let him go. The first day death said, I've got him. I've got him, devil said, he ain't going nowhere. Amen. The second day death, a devil come by and said, death! Said, have you got him? Death said, but devil, I've got him. He's chained up. He's bound up. He ain't going nowhere. Amen. Praise God. The third day. Brother Bill, the third day, the old devil come by. And old death, he looked all forsaken and forlorn. There was a sadness about his countenance. And the devil said, death, have you got him? And death turned around. He said, no. He said, I ain't got him. He turned around and showed him. And his stinger had been plucked out. The sting of death was gone. And the Son of God was gone, and the Lord Jesus Christ has rose up victorious over death and the grave. And because Jesus rose up victorious over death and the grave, praise God, we can also through Him. Amen. The Bible says that Jesus rose up and He was quickened by the Spirit. He said, by which also, by His Spirit, by the Spirit of an Almighty God, God's Holy Spirit. That's the Spirit of God. See, we serve a God in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And God the Holy Spirit moved upon God the Son, praise God, God the Son, praise God, was quickened and made alive. He that was dead, amen, praise God, rose up victorious. Resurrection was required. We celebrate that just a few days ago. Praise God, Jesus got up, amen. He said, by which, by the Spirit, He also went and preached unto the spirits in prison. Amen. See, the devil, he dispatches his demons to dissuade us, to discourage us. Amen. But praise God, because Jesus Christ was quickened by the Spirit. The Bible says that he preached to the spirits in prison. Now we know before Jesus arose from dead, Luke chapter 16 tells us that in hell there was two compartments. There was a compartment for the wicked dead, and there was a compartment for those saints of God that was looking for the resurrected Savior. They was looking for the Christ Jesus, for the Christ, the Messiah of God. Amen. Praise God. And the Bible said that compartment is divided into two places. Those paradise, it was paradise for those Old Testament saints who are waiting on Lord Jesus Christ. And on the other side, praise God, it was a place of torment. Amen. It was a place of torment. Amen. Praise God. But the Bible says that Jesus entered in. He went to that place. He went down into that place. And he began to proclaim victory. Amen. Praise God. There's victory in Jesus. Amen. He began to proclaim liberty. Praise God. He began to preach to those spirits that was in disobedience. They were disobedient, diabolical spirits that had denied and rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. They denied and rejected the power of an almighty God. And that's why they are where they are. And the old devil, hey, listen, he's got them reserved. Those are his big guns. I believe that's what he talks about in the book of Revelation, where they're going to be released out of there, and those wicked, evil spirits is going to be upon this land. But Jesus Christ went down there and he preached. I believe he preached, praise God. He said, listen, he said, I want to tell you something today. Amen. Say, praise God. What I've done, what I've accomplished today, what I'm accomplishing right now in my death, praise God, and my resurrection is victory for the children of God. For those that would believe on me, praise God, victory will be had. Amen. He went there and proclaimed the victory, praise God. He said, your grip's been broken on Bill Gibson. Amen, praise God. Your hands, praise God, the hold that you have on Brother Chris is gone. The strength ain't there no more. The authority, the power that you have over them has been taken away. Amen, glory be to God. You may have high expectations, but praise God, victory is mine, glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ proclaimed a victory. He said they've been blood washed. Their sins are gone. Praise God. Amen. The blood has been applied. Every sin, praise God, has been washed away. Ain't you glad it's that way? I'm glad, praise God. I'm glad I don't have to live in my sin no more. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Everything that we've done, everything that we're doing, everything we're going to do, praise God, Jesus said, I'll cover that. Amen. If they'll just put their faith and trust in me. He said, now we have an absolute confidence. Completely, praise God, forgiven. And your authority is gone from their lives. The only way that the devil and demons of hell can have authority on our lives is if we give it to them. Amen. But praise God, when we stand up and stand up to the devil, and we say, you know what, I'm not going to serve you no more. I'm going to serve Jesus Christ, my Lord. I'm going to go with Jesus. I'm going to trust the Lord as my Lord and my Savior. My shepherd, my chief shepherd, my master shepherd, the Lord of my life, the guide, my path. Amen. He's the one that makes the difference. I'm going to go with God all the days of my life. That's what these young ladies are going to do today. Praise God. They're saying that they want to just go with Jesus. They want to die out this world, forget about the world, and they're just going to rise up in newness of life to follow and serve Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. I had a fellow told me a while back, said, preacher, that ain't nothing but a cult. Ain't nothing but a cult. I said, no, it's the truth. Jesus Christ is the truth and the life. And those that follow Him get truth, and we get life. Those that are born again. You say, preacher, how can you be born again? Nicodemus asked the same question. He said, how can you be born when you're old? He said, can you enter into mother's womb and be born? Jesus said, you got to be born of the water and of the Spirit. The Word of God speaking to your heart, showing you that you're just no sinner, that you need a Savior. And that Savior is Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. And through Him, praise God, we can rise up in newness of life. Amen. Praise His holy name. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? I'm glad I'm not the person I used to be. but I'm not the person that I'm going to be. He said, how do you know? Because Jesus is still working on me. See, this isn't an instantaneous thing. Salvation's instantaneous. As soon as you accept Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin, they died for you on the cross. Calvary rose from the dead, victorious over death in the grave. Amen. You say, Lord, please forgive me a sinner. He does. And you're saved. But then there's a process that takes place to where a process of rejuvenation in our life. We become more like Him every day because we want to be found pleasing to God. We want to separate ourselves from sin and separate ourselves unto the Lord Jesus Christ, asking Him to help us all the days of our life. So we see, praise God, that the help that we have is complete in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen. The sins that we have, and we got to be careful because when we allow ourselves to do sinful things. Hello, you say, preacher, I just don't know. We know when we sin. We know when we do things that we ought to, because we talked about to having a good conscience this morning. A good conscience toward God, knowing what's right and what's wrong. Trying to do things that bring glory to God. We don't read about it. We don't do things to break the heart of God and make Him sad. He has feelings. Amen. He has feelings. The Holy Spirit has feelings. And He wants to help us, but we got to want to let Him. Praise God. If we got sin in our life, pray. You know what? You know what happens when we know to do right and we don't do it. You know what we do? What you do? What I do? What you do? We don't. Hey, Jesus went. He said, "Listen, you don't have no authority on my people no more. All those that's been born again, pray. You have no authority on their lives. Oh, He'll still hit you. He'll still beat you. He'll still try to discourage you. But He has no authority unless we give Him that authority." Amen. Unless we do think, praise God, that we know contrary to God and godliness, and then you know what you do? It's like you put a handle on your back for the devil to hold on to. Amen. It's like harnessing yourself, praise God, for the devil. Hey, listen, if the devil's gonna ride me, Brother Jeff, I ain't gonna furnish him a saddle. Amen. Praise God. He's gonna ride bareback, and it ain't gonna be fun. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to go with God. I'm going to trust the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to do what's right. I'm not going to give Him a handle where He can get a handle on me. Because I want to say tonight, Jesus has already got a handle on the devil. He already knows who He is and knows what He's capable of. But Jesus said, He went, He preached, He said, listen, you don't have no authority over my people no more. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm glad it's that way. And now we can just trust the Lord. We can look to the hills which come our help. Our help, your help, my help comes from the Lord. Amen. You won't get no help in this world outside of Christ. Amen. Amen. Jesus said Himself, He said, you can do nothing without me. And so many of us have tried it. So many homes have tried it. So many families have tried it and they failed miserably. So many places it's busted up, broken up now because we've trusted in self too much. But He said, if we'll trust in the Lord, if we'll look to the hills, they've said, hills from which cometh my help, that comes and just keeps coming. And Jesus said, there's some help that'll come, and there's some help that'll just keep coming if we'll just keep trusting in the Lord. God will just keep blessing us, praise God, because that's what He does. Praise His name. So we see Him, the devil, he lies to you all the time. He don't ever tell you the truth. He wants you to think about the things of this world more than the things of God. Hey, listen, one of these days this world will be gone. 70. We're only promised 70 years in this world. Amen. If you get past that, praise God, you're blessed. Amen. And we'll just shout and praise and give God glory. But one of these days we're going to live with Him forever. I think Brother Josh was talking about this morning where the Bible talks about a thousand years a day and with the Lord. Amen. A thousand years a day with the Lord Jesus Christ or with God. Amen. When we get to heaven, time will be of no essence. God always has been and always will be. And boy, I don't know about you, I'm looking forward to that. There'll be no darkness. There'll be no night there. It'll be all one endless day. And the light of that city, praise God, will be the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's going to be the light of that place. And He said, if we trust, believe in Him, said we'll be there with Him forever. The devil don't have nothing but darkness and the dimness and the wickedness of this world. That's all he's got to offer us. And then in hell and torment afterwards. But Jesus Christ has got blessed hope and a promise, praise God, for you and me. If we'll trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Don't give the devil a handle, but just trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Plead the blood of Jesus every time we mess up. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry. Hey, listen, if we ask God to forgive us and save us, now allow the Holy Spirit to come. Every time you go to mess up, the Holy Spirit, it's like Brother Charles said one time, it's like an alarm beacon on a trash truck. Amen. Every time you go to back up, it'll come on. Amen. Because God wants you to move forward. God wants to help you. God wants to encourage your life. He wants to be your encourager if you'll let Him. And the only one can do is Jesus can change those things because Jesus is in charge. He's in control. Amen. And He says this in verse number 21. Look what He says. Well, in verse 20, he said, which sometimes were disobedient, which once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. Amen. Now, water representing of the Word of God and salvation. He said, in like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God. How? By the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We have to believe in faith what Jesus did for us on Calvary. He said, it's baptism will not save you. Amen. If you go into a baptismal as an old law sinner without Christ, you'll be a dry sinner that'll be wet sinner when you come out. Amen. But you have to believe, trust on Lord Jesus Christ, and then it's a believer's baptism. It just to testify that we belong to Christ, and we're going to love Him and serve Him, and we're going to go down in the type of that watery grave and come out in newness of life to follow after Christ all the days of our life. He says not putting away the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God, or in other words, obedience. Just obedience to what God would have us to do. He said, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And man, now listen to what it says about Him. He said, who is gone into heaven is on the right hand of God. That's where Jesus is tonight. He's sitting on the right hand of the Father to make intercession for many, a mediator of one, and we don't need another. Amen. We can ask God. He said, if you'll ask believing, ask anything in my name believing, said you shall have, you shall receive. Amen. There's a whole lot of us need to ask, don't we? Just need to ask Lord Jesus and ask you to forgive us our sins, become our Lord of our life, praise God, to help us along the way, to help us in our path, to clear our path, to give us guidance, to counsel with us, to show us the way, His way, the only way. So He's gone into heaven and He's on the right hand of God. Now watch this, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto Him, even the demons of hell. I was saying earlier, if you could see the atmosphere tonight, and see all the demons that are between us in the atmosphere, the celestial atmosphere in which we live, it would scare you to death. They're everywhere. Amen. They're everywhere. There's demonic forces all over this world. And they're wanting you. They're wanting to destroy you. They're wanting to beat you down. But as Elisha said, as he was talking to his servant, and I tell this story all the time because I love it. Elisha was there and his servant. Elisha was sleeping in his tent. And the servant comes and said, Master! Said, you didn't notice what took place in the night? The Syrians, the enemy, has surrounded us. And they're on every hilltop. They're all around us and we've nowhere to go. We're trapped. But Elisha already knew because God had spoke to him. Elisha was God's man. And Elisha spoke to God. He said, God, Father, just show my servant what you've already showed me. Amen. And between Elisha and his servant and those hosts of hell, the host of demons of hell was all around them. Between Elisha and his servant and those hosts of hell, amen, the Assyrian army, praise God, was God's army. Amen, God's army. Those angels of God, that the Bible says that encamped all about those. He says, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to those who believe? Those are called according to His purpose. We have ministering spirits that want to minister to us today. Spirits that come from God to you and me. If we'll just listen to God, if we'll just receive what God has for us. Amen. He said he had the power over angels, and he had angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. I don't know about you, but I've told you before, I like a winning team. I'm competitive. I don't like to lose. Amen. So I'm going to choose the winning team. That tells me, Brother Bill, that Jesus' team's the winning team.
Amen.
Jesus, praise God, he's the right side to be on when it comes down to it. So what are you saying? I said, I'm going to look to the hills when come my help, like old David did. Amen. So I can get my help from the Lord tonight. Amen. Praise God. Bless his holy name. The resurrected Savior makes all the difference in the lives and the hearts of men. Your life, my life, all of our lives, praise God, is based upon us trusting in the Lord. He came and provided himself, amen, a lamb. Moses, they was going up on the mountain to offer up Abraham and Isaac. Was going up on the mountain, they was going to offer up Isaac. And they had the knife, and they had the wood, amen, they had the fire. And Isaac asked his father, Abraham, he said, Father, said, where's the offering? Where's the sacrifice? Amen. Where's the lamb? And Abraham said, I told Isaac, he said, God will provide himself a lamb. Amen. Provide himself, furnish himself as that lamb. Amen. That sacrifice for sin.